So today, what I wanted, thank you. So today, what I wanted to talk about are promises from God. And you may or may not be familiar with the concept or in depth anyway, but there are basically four types of promises. There are specific promises that God has made throughout Scripture to a specific person for a specific purpose. Then there are a lot of general promises that are open to anyone and everyone. Some promises are conditional. God is obligated to do what he says based on how we act or react. And then some are unconditional. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, Paul says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." And what we learn from that passage is that all of the promises that God has made throughout Scripture are applicable for us as God's children. But one of the things that I've learned over the years is a lot of times we as believers don't really understand the importance of, or even the ability that we have to trust God with promises that he has made to us. In Numbers 23:19, it says, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should change his mind. Has he not said he would do it, and will he not fulfill it?" God's word is true. If he has promised something, he's going to fulfill it because he's faithful. Today, we're going to look at one specific passage that has a number of different promises in it. So I'm going to read the passage from Isaiah 43. And then I'm going to go back and highlight a couple of the verses with a bend towards what is the promise and what can we glean from it. So Isaiah 43, 1 to 13. "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba for your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, people in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind, who have ears but are deaf. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Which of them foretold this and proclaimed to us the former things? Let them bring in their witnesses and to prove they were right, so that others may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed. I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. Yes, from ancient days I am He. No one can deliver out of my hand. When I act, no one can reverse it." That passage has a number of promises that have just been very meaningful and very hope-filling for me over the years. The very first verse says, But now this is what the Lord says. So it's important to recognize that this is God speaking. And it says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, you can put your name in that spot. He who created you, Kenny. He who formed you, Kenny. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. It's important to remember that God created you, that God formed you, that God calls you by name, that God claims you as his own. It's from that platform that we get the first promise in verse 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. It's interesting that he says when those things happen, not if, but when. When the circumstances in your life are overwhelming, are out of control, are uncomfortable, God says, I will be with you. They will not sweep over you. You will not be burned. God's promise is in the midst of what we're going through in our lives today, he is going to be with us, and that's all we need, and that's what we need. In verse 4, he says, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you, people in exchange for your life. That's an unconditional promise. We don't have to do anything. According to that verse, it says, because we are precious and honored in God's sight, because of God's love for us and what God has done in and through us, it says that he will multiply your life, that when I leave this planet, there will be people who are worshiping and following God as a direct result of my impact in their life. And that's a promise that God makes to all of us if we'll take him up on it. In verse 10, he says, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know me and believe and understand that I am he. You know, oftentimes when we send teams on mission trips, we'll meet to pray beforehand, and they're going out to be a witness in another country or another part of the city. But the thing that Isaiah tells us here is that we are God's witnesses, that we might know him better. When you go out on a mission trip or when you go around the corner with the intent of witnessing and being a light for Jesus, you actually get to know God better through that experience, even than the people that you're witnessing to. And so you are my witnesses so that you might know me better. And then he says, I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no other Savior. The Bible's very clear that God has given us a way back to him, but we have to do it on his terms and his way. It is through claiming God's promises that we have the opportunity to participate with God in advancing his kingdom. So I wanted to encourage you or ask you, what are the promises that God has made throughout Scripture? And they're found in every book of the Bible. But what are the promises that God has made that you are claiming, that you're trusting God to do in and through your life? If you've never really done that, I want to challenge you to consider taking God at his word and saying, I dare to believe that you're going to use me, or I dare to believe that you're going to do this. What you've promised here. Because as you trust God with the promises that he's made, you get to experience him in a real and in a new and fresh way. And then you get to be the light that he's called you to be. So what promises are you trusting God to fulfill in and through you? And it's through that practice of taking God at his word that we get to join him in the work that he's doing. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have given us great and precious promises throughout your word, that are for us to hold on to hold on to in those seasons of uncertainty or uncomfortableness, those seasons of stress or anxiety, fear, when our world isn't going the way we think it should or the way you intended it to go. I thank you that we can look to your word and hold on to your word, that that is our rock, that that is our solid ground. And as we hold on to your word and trust you to do what you say, then we get to see you do the very things that you've promised to do. Lord, I pray for myself and for everyone on this call that if they aren't used to taking you at your word, if they're not used to claiming promises, Lord, would you move in our hearts and give us the faith to trust you? Give us a promise that we can hold on to, and then give us the faith to trust you to do what you say you're going to do. We thank you for the privilege of being able to join you in the work you're doing, and we just commit ourselves to you now for that purpose. In Christ's name, amen. Okay, any